AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Controversy over a number of President-elect Trump's cabinet picks, including his nominee for Defense Secretary Peter Hegseth. The AP's learned a fellow service member flagged him as a possible insider threat over a tattoo associated with white supremacist groups. And Sagar Magani reports an accusation of sexual assault.
Officials in Monterey, California say Pete Hegseth faced the allegations while in town to address a GOP women's event in 2017. The city is not releasing the police report documenting the accusations, and no charges were filed. Hegseth's lawyer says the allegations are completely false. Trump stunned the Pentagon by nominating Hegseth, a popular Fox News host, to be defense secretary, among several controversial cabinet picks. The Trump transition team says the president-elect is nominating high-caliber and extremely qualified candidates. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Texas Supreme Court's ruled a legislative subpoena cannot be used to stop an execution. That puts an end to a legal battle involving Robert Roberson, who was sentenced to death for killing his 2-year-old daughter. Prosecutors said she was a victim of shaken baby syndrome.
The Commerce Department says retail purchases rose 0.4% from September to October. Auto dealers, restaurants, and electronics stores all reported higher sales, despite inflation leaving prices about 20% higher than they were 3 years ago. The latest retail sales figures suggest the economy is growing briskly again. I'm Jackie Quinn.
On Wall Street, the Trump bump seems to have faded already. Moderna and other vaccine makers helped drag the market lower after Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s nomination to be health secretary. The S&P sank 1.3% on the day, off more than 2% for the week. The Dow dropped 305 points, or 0.7%, while the Nasdaq fell 2.2%. This is AP News. Week 11 in the NFL got started in Philadelphia last night. Michael Owongo reports it was close and low scoring for three quarters.
The Eagles scored three touchdowns in the fourth quarter. They picked up their sixth straight win and took sole possession of first place in the NFC East with a 26-18 win over the Commanders. Philadelphia took the lead for good on a 1-yard touchdown run by Jalen Hurts. That was followed by two Saquon Barkley touchdown runs of 23 and 39 yards. Hurts threw for 221 yards for the Birds, who were improved to 8-2.
Win, lose, or draw, we want to grow from every situation, but to be able to stay at it, find a way, stick together, that was pleasing.
Brian Robinson and Zach Ertz had touchdowns for Washington. Michael Luongo, Philadelphia.
Sunday schedule highlights include the Ravens and Steelers in Pittsburgh at 1 Eastern and the undefeated Chiefs in Buffalo to play the Bills at 4:25. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.